Praise God. Now, this is Stephen Bellino. He's going to share a testimony with us, and y'all pray for him.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, David. Hello, everyone. Lord bless you. I just wanted to give a word of encouragement regarding a, if you remember, approximately about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we joined together in prayer for someone that I asked to pray for, a guy named John G. McKelly, and he had a wife and 3 children, and he was if I can bring to your remembrance, we prayed for him because he was struggling with marijuana, smoking pot for 30 years, and this had broken his marriage. They came to the Lord, him and his wife, about 20 years ago, and the Lord used me to witness to them, and they struggled, and I did bring up, and we all prayed together and believed. We came against this marijuana and the restoration of his marriage and so forth and etc. Well, lo and behold, a week after we prayed, this guy came to me. John came to me and wanted some fellowship. He told me that he'd totally stopped not only smoking marijuana but also 40 to 50 cigarettes a day as well, and that he is waking up every morning and he is reading the Word of God. And I did give him David's book as well, and he's reading that as well, Sovereign God. And he said that he's never had dreams, he said, because of probably the marijuana smoking and that, and now his dreams are coming to him as well. And when I saw him, even his countenance is changed. He was a very, very angry man. He's 6'2" and he's about 100. He was 137 kilos, but he's 120 kilos, and he was very angry. A lot of road rage in this guy. Even when he was driving in the car, he was very. And his countenance, he is just so calm. And the peace of God, and people are noticing it. And actually, I wanted to share that I rang his this morning to speak to him, and he'd started work again. He started work, and I spoke to his mum, and I said, "Oh, you know, just if he was there." She said he wasn't. She said, "You know, he's changed." She said, "You can tell there's something happened. He's changed." And I'm just want to encourage you, and you know, our Lord, our God, He honors prayers of faith, and I never gave up on this brother, and Lord brought him to the end of himself with his life and with his smoking marijuana and losing his life. Now I'm just waiting for the manifestation of our prayer of faith in restoration of his wife and 3 children. And actually, he took me for a drive up just outside of Brisbane to show me his house and that, and he didn't expect his wife and that to be home, and she was. And when we approached her, she was a little bit upset that he never called her, but he didn't know she was home. And I know Julie, of course. I was the one that witnessed to her about the Lord 20 years ago, at that time, apparently the doctors had told her that she could never have children because of something wrong with her, and that she needed to have a hysterectomy and then have IVF. Well, we prayed for her back then, and believing as a young Christian, much disbelieving what the Word of God said, and she had faith as well. And for 3 days, she had felt electricity sort of thing going through her stomach, and she said to her, John, she said, "You know, I think I'm healed. I believe I'm healed. God's healed me." He didn't believe it. Well, 3 children later, 3 children later, you know, we even discussed this when we saw her, and she was very angry at first when we came there, but then she seemed to really calm down. I was just trusting the Lord, and she was just sharing and opening up. You could see that she's a bit of a mess without a husband there, and she tried to take the spiritual authority over the house because he neglected it, so she said. But of course we know that she should have given a bit more time, because the Lord's doing a great work. So just want to thank you all very, very much, brothers and sisters, that agreed in prayer, in faith, Just encourage you. Our God is just so great. The Lord is just so wonderful, and He answers our prayers of faith. He honors it. And what a great and mighty God, and He loves us children so very much. So thank you so much, and I count it an honor and privilege to ever pray for any of you and your loved ones as I do for the ministry, and I know God is going to richly reward us in our prayers, and I just want to thank you so very much, and I'm rejoicing. His mother is rejoicing about what God is doing in this man's life, and just day by day he's just growing and hungering and thirsting after the Word of God, and very calm, just beautiful. Thank you very much. Lord bless you all. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Stephen. God bless you. That was a good testimony. Yes, let's continue to agree for John and his wife that they will come together. And, of course, the Lord's planned all this, hadn't He? You know, it's just awesome. So we give thanks to you, Lord. We thank you for restoration, Lord. Deliverance and restoration. Thank you, Father. Thank you that forgiveness and grace and peace will be between them. And we thank you for the wonderful miracle that you planned from the foundation of the world and is coming to pass as we speak. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You know, we every once in a while, we get somebody that tries to talk us into the belief that that marijuana is really okay. You know, it's really okay for Christians, you know, because the Bible doesn't say thou shalt not smoke marijuana. And God, of course, this is one of the main reasons we get, of course, is that God gave us the herbs of the field. Of course, He didn't say for smoking, did He? No, He gave them for eating. But you know, He gave us a little bit of common sense. Now, you know, 35 years ago, I did smoke marijuana. And I can tell you there is no common sense in smoking marijuana and think you're going to follow God. So I don't think anybody's really going to pull that wool over my eyes. There's a few things that people do today that they weren't doing in Jesus' day, really didn't need a law in the Bible about. But the Bible talks a lot about drunkenness. And as far as I'm concerned, there ain't a whole lot of difference. I did notice that in the days of my marijuana smoking, that I never did really get violent like a lot of people who got high on alcohol. But it still was a departure from reality. And, you know, the Lord doesn't want us to open ourselves up to demon spirits by giving in to any kind of drug, whether it's a legal drug or an illegal drug. It doesn't matter if America would one day legalize marijuana. Just if you just look back at the useless life of a person that constantly does it, that they're really no good for nothing. They can't think. You know, you can't meditate on the Word of God. It's very hard. But it does open you up to a lot of useless life, that's for sure. And I just praise God for delivering me. That was one of the first things. If marijuana is so good, I don't understand why He miraculously delivered me from it back when I first started reading the Bible. You know, the more I read the Bible, the more I was enjoying reading the Bible, and suddenly, one day, after a month or two, I realized that I had a lid of marijuana up there in the cabinet and hadn't touched it. That wasn't me. So why did God deliver me from it so easily, you know? It's because He didn't want me on it. He wanted me to be able to think when I read the Bible, you know, and not just be zonked out on the couch and eating food like it was going out of style and, you know, those kind of things, you know. It's a useless life, folks. Nope, you can't talk me into that. I've been there. But we every once in a while we get somebody passed through. They think it's just so wonderful and it opens up their mind and they can understand the Lord. Well, yeah, I can tell you. I remember myself and my friend Don smoking marijuana and watching the Ten Commandments, you know, with our mouth hanging open. You know, watching the Red Sea part, and it was just so, wow, you know, just watching the Moses part the Red Sea. And but you know what? I watch the Ten Commandments today, and I think, how unscriptural. You know, I mean, these guys, they didn't get it right. They should have got in there and really studied the Word before they did this, you know. And now I understand it's unscriptural. Then I thought, wow, He did that, you know. That's about as deep as I was when I was smoking marijuana, you don't get very deep revelation. You know, it's wow. Of course, they think,
so cool.
Yeah, that is so cool, you know. But I just praise God. I'm delivered from all that. Don't need any of it. You know, we're not in bondage to anything. We don't need anything but the Lord and His Word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, you know. Paul talked about not coming into bondage to anything, you know. And the devil uses marijuana just like he uses a lot of other drugs to keep people from really, truly coming to him. And, you know, I would always pick up people that I saw hitchhiking and stuff like that. Even back in, you know, for the years after I came to the Lord, I picked up I forget what we used to call them, but they were Jesus people, you know. They looked like they wore a bed sheet of some kind, you know, and walked up and down the road with sandals, and we would bring them. We'd pick them up, you know. They always looked tired and hungry from walking up and down the road, but it was a part of their religion. So I would pick them up and bring them home sometimes and talk to them about the Lord, you know, and see where they were. And a lot of them were under legalism, you know, some good, some bad. Found out some really weird things about these folks. Is one thing, they believed in smoking marijuana. Now, God gave us this weed, man. This is for us, you know. So they smoked marijuana while they were under the laws of Sabbath and under a law. They had vows of chastity. They couldn't marry one another. And, of course, but you know what happens, you know, if you smoke marijuana and you don't get married and you run up and down the road with the girls, you end up getting in trouble sooner or later. And that's what they did. So their whole theology fell apart on them. But anyway, I never have seen anything good that came from marijuana. I just thank God for delivering me from all of it. The alcohol, the marijuana, and the hash, and everything else, you know. Thank God. So we don't want to be in bondage to anything but Jesus. We want to be His bondservants, right? We bring ourselves into bondage to Jesus Christ. And, it's a wonderful bondage. You know, it's a useful bondage. You know, we bring that old man into bondage, right? Instead of the old man having us in bondage when we were in the world, now we got the old man in bondage. And he's got to serve us, right? He's got to serve the spiritual man instead of us serving the carnal man back in Egypt. Praise be to God. But I tell you what, the end of that is grace and peace and eternal life. The end of the other is just more curse, you know. So we praise God for that. And also, we thank the Lord for the miracles and the signs and wonders He's doing. Thank you, Father.